Before I do the intro.
Chris, why have you got a peg on your glasses?
Thanks for noticing, mate. It's a conversation starter.
Oh, so where's
I told you about this the other night, didn't I?
Yeah, no, and that's why I'm using
it. And
now.
Did it work?
Yeah, so how's it work? How's Basically, it work now? Use it on me right this second.
Well, you've already addressed it, haven't you?
Yeah, so why is there a peg on your... Excuse me, sir. Why is there a peg on your glasses?
I don't need to... You've demonstrated it perfectly. That's all it is.
Yeah, but how does he carry on the conversation
after you... just have a chat there, like, oh, you like pegs? Do you peg?
To be fair,
say that, but it does work. We've seen it work live, mate.
Yeah, we have, to be fair. Do you like
I don't
pegs?
Think people get the irony of, like, coming over to you and going... Why have you got a peg on your glasses? And you go, it's a conversation starter. Like, no one gets the joke.
Yeah, because
it's like a bird feeder, mate. They come over. Anyone.
Oh, brings them all
men,
over.
Men, women, anyone.
Anyone. It's a conversation starter for anyone. So, that is Chris. And that is the tips from Chris, the all-star Riz.
Do you know what this reminds me of already? Do you know Beach Hut 1 and Beach Hut 2 were right next to the toilet, weren't they?
Oh my God! So we'll get that. We'll get to that.
One of our favourite things to do was to stand in the toilet listening to people in the Beach Hut. And you are hilarious in the Beach Hut because you scream. You shout so loud. And I literally didn't even need to be in the toilet to hear you. It like echoes down the hall every time you do it. And obviously, bearing in mind, everything you're talking about in the Beach Hut is meant to be like confidential. No one else is meant to hear
exactly.
It. I had an idea of everything that was going on with you every time I went for a wee.
They soundproofed it after that day when you came in. You was like, you are very confident in the Beach Hut. I went into it the next day and it was soundproofed up.
It's
like
confident,
everywhere.
Riz. But you can still hear it. It's paper thin walls. Waffer thin.
Guys. Welcome back to another episode of Fancy a Chat, and today I've got the master of Riz, all-star Riz. His name's called Chris, but we call him Chris. Chris Taylor, let's go.
No one's ever called me that. Still now, no one ever. I wish people did call me that, but no one actually does.
Chris.
Just you.
Yeah, I know.
Just
right?
You.
But it's going
to
catch on after
I've asked
this.
My parents to start calling me it, but it's not catching on.
After this, everyone's going to start calling you Chris. Okay, Chris, how are you doing, bro? How you been?
I'm very well, thank you, mate.
So you'd have a day anyway, to be honest. But yeah,
we saw each other a few times now, haven't we? So yeah. It's a bit of a redundant question, but I'll answer it anyway for the cameras. Very well, mate. Turbulent time, isn't it, coming out?
Yeah, how are you finding coming out? Like, how are you finding it all?
It's weird, isn't it? Because, like, you get very used to being surrounded by a lot of people. Yeah. I'm not really, like, I'm quite an introvert, right?
You
smirking,
are.
But actually,
you are.
I
know you are.
Yeah. So I need to be on my own a bit. But then I got really used to being around so many people that now when you come back, you're sat at home watching Queer Eye on your own. You're just like, this is quite sad now. This is weird. I just feel weird. But I think like everyone feels like it a little bit.
How about sleeping? A lot of people said they have problems sleeping. Like, oh, because I used to sleep with like 10 people in a room. Not weird, but yeah, now...
It's giving a human centipede advice.
Now it's like you by yourself in a room and it's like, oh.
That never bothered me, actually.
Yeah?
Why, that bothered you?
No, just a lot of people saying it to me. I was like, don't bother me, I can sleep by myself easy.
It bothered me sleeping in the room with 10 people in the first
How
place.
How was it? Oh, that didn't bother me either.
Yeah, mate, first two nights I couldn't sleep.
Oh, God.
Not a wink.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, and that was worse than the first time round when I had the first night I couldn't sleep. This time it was two nights.
Oh, gosh.
So I was proper.
But next time's going to be three nights.
Yeah, I do. There's no way. Yes. There's absolutely no way. But I reckon that's how they get you, you know. I was thinking about this the other day. Like, do you know, doing trust the process and play the game and all that kind of stuff. I reckon they do that to your sleep. They know that no one can sleep in a room with 12 people. It's mental. It's like, it's insane.
So that's how it, like, you start breaking down.
So, like, day one, you've got your wits about you. Day two, you've had no sleep. So you just start doing things that like you're not thinking about. You just end up doing, and I don't think that's the greatest thing in that particular position with millions of people watching.
You're tired.
Yeah.
You're exhausted. Exhausted. Let's not say tired. Exhausted. Drained.
Yeah, drained. But like day two, drained.
Day two.
Day two.
To be fair,
it
didn't hit me till like the week. Ah, no, I lied. 5 days, and then I was gone.
It's like the wee itch, isn't it?
Yeah.
People get the wee itch because people start trying to leave after a week.
Some people was leaving after 3 days, so...
Well, yeah. But obviously, after Jake left, they weren't letting anyone else walk out like that. So
no chance. You ain't going nowhere.
The amount of conversations I had to have with people where I was like, come on, like, it's only been a week. It's absolutely fine. we're going to get through this together.
Yeah, honestly.
And then they'd be fine and they'd carried on. But there was a lot of bitch fits going on.
It was like that. At the start, everyone was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then I think it hit one point, that week itch. And then boom.
7 days.
Five people just said, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's time to go.
I want to leave. I want to leave. I'm like, well, why did you come in here then? Like, you've not achieved anything yet. Oh, yeah. I've got to mention, by the way, that I have, for some reason, my nose is just dripping like a broken fridge out of nowhere. Yeah, it will just start dripping. I've spent the last few days literally just walking around like this. So it's not.
You can do the podcast like that if you really want to. If you really want to.
I don't.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
But just so you know, if my nose starts dripping out of nowhere, you know what's going on.
Chris, season 5, Love Island, mate.
Yeah.
Let's take it all the way back there.
Back to
all
the
way
school.
Back there, because that was years ago.
Yeah, four and a half years ago. And I was old then. I was 28 then.
You was a big bombshell in that, what's it called? In that season.
Do you think?
Recognizable. Yeah, 100%.
It's like, the quiff, isn't it?
It is.
Can't get away from the quiff.
How did you find that time? Like, how was, like, speak to us, like, before you went in that time? Like, what was, like, your preparation? Why did you go on?
That's a lot of questions, Toby. Deep. Preparation was minimal. I was on a healthy bulk, which with my body just doesn't work because I just came out like pure string beans, still lean.
But yeah, you've got a lean build.
That's just my natural.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Metabolism. That's just what I default to. Other than that was the only prep that I did. The reason I did it is because they approached me about it. I got a message from Tara Scotter. Back in the day.
Okay.
Works on other shows now. And she went to school with one of the girls that I worked with when I went to uni in Leeds. Used to work in Gatecrasher with her. And for some reason, this girl recommended that Tara Scotter get in touch with me.
Wow. So she met that girl and she was like, you know what, who would be good on that show? Chris Taylor.
Yeah.
Bang, let me give you his gram.
I hadn't seen her for a good few years.
So you
and weird been... universe thing, like we like fancied each other, but we never had sex. So I think if I'd have had sex with her back in the day, this girl, I think she would not have been inclined to recommend me, and I would have therefore never have got the message.
Why not?
just realised how bad that is.
You might have what you just said?
No, because if I had
because
sex
the feelings with, would have been there.
Yeah. So if I had sex with her, right, and it hadn't worked out,
she
would have been quite like
annoyed
not
at you.
Vengeful, but like vengeful. Kind of like a bit annoyed at me.
Yeah.
And would like, oh yeah, I'm not gonna recommend like the guy I was with. Do you know what I mean?
True. You're not gonna recommend the guy you was with.
Yeah, if we'd have ever actually done stuff like that.
Oh, so hey, it's like universe. One of those ones that like in the moment you're like, oh, why is it not happening? And then 10 years down the line, it's like boom.
Yeah.
Wow.
Exactly.
There's a reason that didn't
happen. What's it? The whole butterfly effect.
Yeah.
The butterfly in Hawaii can start a tornado in wherever.
Exactly.
UK.
So how did you find like? So you got the message, bang, and then you was like, me.
Well, to be fair,
me, Love Island.
I don't know. I'd watched it for 2 seasons, right? And I'd really enjoyed watching it. And I had this thing where I couldn't sleep after watching it because I'd lay awake just imagining myself in different scenarios. Like if I was on it. I did that but uncontrollably. This wasn't a decision that I was making. Like this is genuinely what I couldn't sleep for it.
So you've watched an episode of Love Island. What? Okay, cool. Let's say season 4. You've watched who is it? Amber and Kem.
Season 3.
Amber and Kem.
So I watched Amber and Kem season.
And you're like, oh,
and then
like,
I watched the Danny Dyer and Jack Fincham season. And every night after every single episode, I would not be able to sleep for like an hour and a half, 2 hours, just imagining myself. So I genuinely think
like Walking to the Fire bit.
All that kind of stuff. Just like people saying stuff to me and how I'd react to it. Like I couldn't control it in my brain. I couldn't stop it from happening. And I think I manifested it.
Yeah, I think
because then it came
thing.
To me. Yeah. I never like applied for it. It came to me, it knocked on my door.
And now you can watch episodes and not even think about what you're going to do in that situation because you've already done it.
Yeah. Well, I don't really like watching it since, to be honest. It kind of ruins the magic, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah, true. I get you. It ruins the magic. Like, once you've done it, it's like, you can't really watch anymore.
Yeah, it's not. I have to because I'm under the duvet now, but it's just not the same, mate. The magic's gone. It's like watching Harry Potter with no special effects. Do you know what I mean?
Nothing coming out of
pointing just... wands and nothing happening. Yeah.
So after that, what was like when you went into the villa? Mm. How did you find that? Like the whole build up? Like you just flown out? You're like, oh my gosh! Like when did you find out? Like all of that whole mess.
Oh,
because
right.
Everyone's is different, you know.
Yeah, no, mine was an actual mess as well.
Is it?
It was an actual mess. So I flew out. Day 7.
Season
of my
five.
Season.
Yeah.
Bearing in mind, I didn't go into week 5. So here's this is the story, right? So I flew out day 7, woke up day 8, went to production, so where all the big crates are and everything happens.
Yeah.
They gave me some chicken. I ate the chicken.
Okay.
Max Keynes gave me the chicken, right? I ate the chicken, woke up the next day, I sharted.
Oh,
right?
Oh, I did literally shit.
I thought it was safe and it wasn't, right? So...
Wait, in your like bed?
Not on the bed.
In my pants.
This is the worst story. It's actually really embarrassing. But anyway, they were like, they wanted me to go in the next day. They took my temperature and they were like,
you're going to go the next day?
Yeah, I was meant to go in like day 8, day 9 of season 5, right? But I had a fever because of the chicken and the shot, whatever it was, right? So like, and this kept happening. This like happened for like 5 days. They kept taking my temperature. They're like, oh no, you're not well enough yet. We don't want you to go in and spread something if you've got it.
Because you can't go in.
You can't. If you've got anything wrong with it, you can't go in. Day 6, I'm ready. Okay. I'm at production. I've got my outfit on. I'm cacking my pants, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, quivering like a leaf.
So this is day 6 of you being in like in Mallorca?
In lockdown before going
okay,
in,
okay, cool.
Right?
So that's like day 13-ish of the show.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. This is a bombshell coming up, by the way. So then both of the execs come in. It was Mike and Lewis that came in. They both looked really sad.
Oh, that's not what you want
They didn't
see.
Look happy. Like, I'm about to go into the villa. They both looked really sad. They were like, listen, Chris, we've got a chat to you.
Oh, no.
We can't put you in.
Why?
So... basically, what I've got like anxiety, right? And I have, I don't have them anymore, but I used to have anti-anxiety medication, like beta blockers.
Yeah.
And I told them this in the psych interview and stuff like that. And they were like, how many did you take? I told them. And then I bought out enough, my prescription, which was 3 a day. I never took 3 a day, but my prescription was 3 a day, right?
Day, yeah.
So I bought enough out for like the rest of the time that I was there. They looked at this big like bag of medication. And they were like, that's way more than what you've told us that you take.
Oh.
And I was like, yeah, but like my prescription is 3 a day. Like I just choose not to take it because I don't need it. Because normally one sorts me out in particular scenarios. And I'm going to need it when I'm anxious. And I imagine I'm going to be anxious because I'm on TV. Right?
Yeah. So really, yeah. So you're just prepared for the worst case scenario.
Yeah, for the worst case scenario. Yeah. I probably would have had like one a couple of times or whatever it is, right? But obviously ITV, duty of care. They had to send me home.
They had to send you home.
Yeah, so this
is that
what
like, they said? We have to send you home.
They have to send you home. So this is like, by this point, it's week 2. And then I had to do a psych review every week for 3 weeks. So that puts us on week 5. And then at the end of that, Sandra, the main psych, the one that can look into your soul, she does an assessment and she makes a decision on whether you go in the villa or not, right? So I've done all the stuff and I've gone to this final assessment thing. The meeting's gone terribly wrong, like really bad. She's convinced me of things that like I never even happened. Like, because we're obviously asking about your history and stuff you've done in your life and all that kind of stuff. And it just, the prognosis was bad. It didn't look very good, right? So I left and I got in the taxi and then Sandra ran out of the office, knocked on the window of the taxi, was like, get out of the car. So I got out of the car and I'm like...
What was you thinking there?
Like, I was like, well, I thought it was over. I was like, I'm not going on the show. It's just, for whatever reason, it's not happening. Fine. But actually, no, that's a lie. I was a bit upset about it. she comes out and basically says, I don't know what it is. I've got a feeling about you. I'm going to sign you off.
Oh.
So she signed me off.
Yeah.
And then literally I was driving home to Leicester about 2 days later and they ring me and they're like, Chris, we want you in now, basically tomorrow.
Yeah.
So we're going to fly you out later tonight and then we're going to put you straight in the villa. So at this point it's week 5 and a half when I should have been in day 8.
So was you watching that whole time thinking, oh man, that would have, like you lying in bed doing scenarios in your head thinking,
yeah, still doing the scenarios, yeah. But it was a really difficult 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I'd quit my job. I had a secure job in sales. Like,
you was flying
earning
out.
Earning decent money. Yeah. And I fully quit it.
Yeah.
Like 3 weeks before the show started to finish off my bulk, my skinny bulk. So there was a lot on the line type thing. And I thought, bloody hell, I've absolutely fucked that right up.
So you're just like, everything happens for a reason though, eh?
Nah, it does happen for a reason, yeah. And then actually, I spoke to Sandra this time round.
Yeah.
And I asked her why, like, what happened? Like, why did you run out?
Yeah.
And she goes to me, she said, I just had a feeling and I've never done that in my career on any other occasion with anyone.
Wow.
So I'm the single person that she's only ever changed her mind on. Which I'm taking as a win.
That Chris Taylor effect.
The Chris.
Chris Tate.
I charmed Chris.
The Chris. The Chris. So you're not safe.
No one's safe.
So I was so you flew out that night, you're going in that morning. So then you're ready.
I went in that evening, I think. Yeah, I went in that evening.
That evening. Yeah, so you got ready and you was like, okay, cool.
Yeah, I was still cacking my pants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But still, you're like, absolutely finally, though. Like, finally.
I don't know. It's kind of like hard to feel relief when you're so scared.
True.
It's so daunting, isn't it?
It's like, I feel like it's kind of like a weird feeling. I don't think it's like a feeling I've ever experienced before.
No.
Personally.
No.
Like walking in. I've never had that.
It moves your your comfort zone so far that it's quite hard to like get that level of excitement again. Does that make sense?
That's exactly what I was gonna say. I feel like it pushes you, your adrenaline and how you feel so far one way that you can never really get that feeling again. It's like chasing the high.
Yeah.
It's chasing the high
of
that.
It's like the sweet Huron.
Yeah.
Like, the first time you do it, great. I don't know this from experience. I've never touched the brown, but but they say you are chasing the dragon forever, innit?
Yeah, so I feel like you're chasing the Love Island dragon.
Chasing the Love Island dragon.
That's why.
You're an addict, mate. Yeah, you need rehab.
I'm a Love Island addict.
You need Love Island rehab, bro.
No, I'm not. Sorry, guys. I'm not. So when you walked in, after the whole feeling and all that, well, when you was in there, we were like, What was the vibe for you?
Because
everyone has like a different kind of vibe when they come in. Are they like, some people like struggle to get in. Some people struggle to like get involved. Some people are like, I was sweet. As soon as I walked in, I was sweet. What was your kind of vibe walking in?
It just felt a little bit, it felt a bit clicky. Obviously it is.
Yeah, of course,
it is
you're
at
going
first.
In week five.
Week five and a half. People are mates by that point. They've got alliances and stuff. But that like broke down pretty quick. I don't feel like I didn't really struggle to get like amongst it.
Mm.
I don't like my character's not really that type of sit on the outside of things anyway. That was fine. I struggled heavily with the girl side of things, I will say. It was just like really hard, like when you go in that late in the game, I don't want to blame it on this, but it's really hard
to get anyone
to turn their head.
I think it actually like if everyone knows it as well.
Yeah.
Like people have a 5 week like solidified connection and you're coming in and you and that person might be brilliant together.
Yeah.
But you really and truly can't do anything there because
there's nothing you can do. No.
They're not gonna take a risk on Chris Taylor week five and a half.
Yeah.
Rather than
I've got no public credits by that point. Do you know what I mean? There's no public support.
They don't know
this
you.
Weird guy with the quiff that's just walked in.
Just like,
but on the first night, within the first 24 hours, I had to do the striptease challenge. I'm even stuttering on my words. It was that terrifying. I didn't even know anyone, bro.
Yes, that's a hard thing to do.
I had to grind on girls. I didn't even know them.
Some people say it's easier. Because you don't know them, you have nothing to really lose. But some people say it's harder because you don't know the people. But it depends how you take it.
Because you don't know them, you don't know what you can do. Do you know what I mean?
But
so it's like,
but that gives you
sorry.
Touch a knee.
Do you know what I mean?
But that gives you grace because you don't know what you can do. So it's like, sorry.
But it's quite easy to go too far with that. That's the problem, isn't it?
You still need to be comfortable.
Yeah.
It's like, it is. It depends how you look at it. You can either like it or not. Like it's like the heart rate challenge. Like some people this season was like,
it was the heart rate challenge. Yeah.
Some people are like, it's hard because we've been there so long and I know this person, so I can't.
Oh yeah, no, I get what you're saying.
I can't
I've never seen it from that side. I'm like, yeah. I've only seen it from like just coming in.
Like, I know you as a mate now, so yeah. That'll mean like grinding on you is a bit weird. So
yeah, like I couldn't have grinded on Georgia Steel.
Would have been funny.
No, but I couldn't have.
Yeah,
mate.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, so first of all, like you're my friend, and second of all,
you're my girlfriend.
You're my girlfriend. And second of all, like she was like my little sister.
Yeah, so that's
I couldn't
what I'm
have done it.
Things like that.
I'd have had to just like stroke her face and walk off. Do you know what I mean? Like something weird.
Natural long hair.
Yeah, natural brown long.
on the All Stars.
Bless her.
How did you think this was gonna go? Like All Stars, because how do you think it was gonna go? Like, everyone has their opinions on All Stars. Like before, like, oh, this big All Stars series. Like, this person's gonna be casted. This person's gonna be casted. What was your thoughts when they first said, "Ah, oh, Chris Taylor, we're bringing All Stars back"? Well, we're not bringing All Stars, but we're bringing All Stars. What was your thoughts?
I don't know. It's like, it's almost like, do you know when two big guys try and get through the same door at the same time and they can't get through because they're too big for the door frame. So do you only have loads of thoughts at once and you almost have no thoughts because of it?
I get
it was
that.
Like too much going on.
And it's like, oh, like you just have to go with it.
Yeah, I'll tell you what my initial thought was. I was like, I can't see how they're going to make this good.
Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, because I was like, who is actually available? Like, that's not in a relationship. Because a lot of the people that you would consider to be like all-stars are in relationships.
Yeah,
like
yeah
big,
I agree.
Like the big, big, big people.
Yeah.
And also, they're not going to do it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was like, are we literally going to be looking at just a load of Catherine Moore people here? Like, that was my, initial thought.
And I was like, fuck it. I was like, when I...
get them Casa girls in.
Not even like that. I was just thinking, like, when they came to me, I was like, you know what? Like, 24, January, not really doing much. It's kind of cold. I'm single. Guess it's South Africa.
Yeah, no, that's how I took it. I think that did factor into my thinking as well. Like, I was like, what am I doing in January, February?
Yeah.
Anyway, nothing happens in January, February. It's just sad.
You just finished Christmas and now the whole country's sad.
Literally, I just wake up every morning and get those sad lamps out either side of my face. That's all I do because I have a seasonal affective disorder. So I was like, I may as well go to South Africa.
Exactly.
But I did say no quite a lot at first. Yeah.
So what made you like flip?
They talked me into it. No, literally, like I was saying, no, I don't want to do it. Like I'm doing some acting stuff. I want to do more of that. I don't know if this is gonna.
Yeah, you did Barbie.
Did Barbie. I did a couple of other bits as well. And I was just like, I don't know if this is ever gonna. It's not gonna help, is it? It's not gonna help the situation.
Is it gonna kill it? That's the thing. Like with like everyone's careers and that. Like when you look at like All Stars, like that's the debate you have. Like, is it gonna help it or is it gonna like make it worse? I don't think it can make it worse though, can it?
No,
like,
would
can't
it
really make it worse?
No, well, I don't know. I don't know. It's yet to be seen, isn't it?
Yeah,
but the logic that I used was I would never have got on the Barbie film had I not gone on Love Island the first time.
Exactly.
So it's kind of like, we'll see what happens.
Barbie 2.
Barbie 2. probably not. I don't know if they'll have me back. took me literally 5 hours to get a single line out properly.
Oh, is it?
Did about 57 takes.
What, were you getting the line wrong?
I never got it wrong. On one time, I got it wrong. But that was only because they said that a camera was going to come in front of me and it didn't. And it was like a camera that was like 6 miles away that I was never even going to see. And I think Margot Robbie's husband, Tom, was just like, yeah, don't worry, mate. Like, it's over there. You're not going to see it. But anyway, it took me like 4 hours of filming.
And then when you saw the one, was you like, yeah, that's the one.
What?
When you did the one, the line, the perfect one that hit the screens, was you like, that's the one?
I don't know. They got me to do it in so many different ways. So many different inclinations. So many different voices.
Oh, and, yeah. All different live vibes.
So I had no idea what was going to go into it.
Oh, so you didn't even know which one was the one.
No. I'll be honest, none of them felt right. You don't know what you're doing in that scenario, do you? Like, mate, I'd walked into a studio in Watford. Ryan Gosling's there, Margot Robbie's there, like all this massive set. There's loads of extras. There's so much going on. It was a pure like sensory overload. It was just like,
you should have put a GoPro on your head.
Oh yeah, just for imagine the
whole
that on camera.
The whole day, just
looking like Francis Bourgeois.
Doesn't get on the trains, doesn't it?
Yeah. But yeah, it was a lot. It was an emotional roller coaster.
Mm. So, so, so I was going to go into like, your predictions of who did you think was going to go into the Villa?
Ah, that's a good question, actually. I don't even know if I remember who I thought was going to go in. There was loads of stuff in the press, wasn't there?
That's what I'm saying. There was bears. I was thinking, oh my God, this person. I was thinking, no.
I thought Theo Everyone was going in the to world. Be in. Theo Johnson.
There was something happened there, I
yeah, because he...
When we came out, people were saying like stuff that he was supposed to be in the starting lineup or something.
Yeah, I think he was. And he uploaded... when he did Pictures and Press Day, he uploaded a video of himself getting makeup done.
Yeah, I remember.
He's like, mate, you've literally just told the whole of the UK what you're doing. Like, you can't do that. It's better to be a secret.
I saw that. I was in that day as well. Yeah. So I saw it on like one of them, you know, where they clip it. Mm. And they put it on TikTok. I was like,
yeah.
I was like,
yeah.
I'm literally in that room now.
Yeah. Well, I seen it the day before I went. And I was like, right, I'm going to look at the background. And then when I got there the next day, I was like, yeah, this is the same gaff.
Going in.
So I thought he'd be in there, and I thought that'll be fun because he's a maniac.
Yeah.
In a good way.
Funny guy.
Funny guy. Who else did I think was going in? I can't even remember who was in the press.
I think every single Love Island was in the press. Every
They were shouting. They were shouting madness in the press.
There was madness.
Like things that just aren't going to happen.
Yeah.
Was Tommy Fury going in? Like, no, he's not. And then he's like, of course he's not. And then it was like Mac. They were saying Mac.
Mac as well. So it's like Mac. You're just sitting there. Like, oh.
I was like, Mac, are you going on Love Island? He was like,
seen the press.
No. Yeah. There's loads of that. To be fair though, for all the ones that got wrong, they did get a few right.
Yeah, they did. To be fair,
but
yeah.
I don't think I was predicted to go in, but I think I got leaked before I left the UK.
Also,
before I got on the plane, I got leaked. So I still had my phone with me
when
I got leaked.
Oh, I didn't see your leakage.
Daily Mail.
Didn't have a clue who was going to go in like that. I thought
you had no idea
what who was going in.
Yeah.
I had some clues with some people.
Did you think I was going in?
I didn't know you was going in. That's what I'm saying. I didn't know you was going in.
Oh, really?
Didn't have a clue.
Who did you think was going in?
Who did I know I was going in?
Yeah, or think.
Well, I was thinking Kaz and Lib. I was thinking, yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I thought, who else?
Oh, I was told Megan Barton Hanson was going in from a reliable source. And I knew Hannah Elizabeth was going in.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I got told that by somebody. And then there was somebody else. Everyone, I think somebody said Katie McDermott was going in.
I heard about that. I heard about so. That's what I'm saying. There's so many people that got. I'm going in.
But there's a lot of people that were out there that didn't go in.
True. Very true. A lot of people were out there.
Like, I'm pretty sure Danica was out there.
I had her sunglasses.
You had her sunglasses?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
She was. I said this on Kaz literally the other day. She came to here. Yeah. We had a chat.
Yeah.
And then she left her sunglasses here.
Oh, right.
So she was like, oh.
Can you bring them to South Africa? It's not obvious.
Well, and I was like, okay, yeah, I'll bring him. And I had them the whole time I was in there.
Oh, really?
From day one to the end.
Oh, that's cute.
And she'd not come in.
Just looking after them.
So I still got the sunglasses.
So you could be like, here you go.
Yeah, where's he coming?
I wouldn't have looked suspicious at all.
I was going to say, here you go. Yeah. Like, we're in there now, so you can't stop it.
Yeah, because she went quiet on socials, didn't she? And then she came back on and she was like, oh, I've just been doing health for a treat.
Yeah.
So, yeah, of course.
Yes, it gets like that.
But to be fair, you have been doing a health retreat in South Africa for 2 months.
That's the thing. Oh, that's mad, isn't it?
Oh. Oh, mate, I could not be in cast holding for 2 months.
I was struggling. I was struggling this time, holding. I was like, yo,
6 days
like,
before
I can't. I was like, yo, I can't. Like, this is long. This is so long. I feel like I'm here forever.
Yeah.
In South Africa.
And you're not allowed to do anything.
Nothing. You can't do anything. I heard some people going to the beaches.
I was on the beach, like the good beach. Oh right, oh
the tourist beach.
Like, oh right,
where everyone goes. I had to go to the beach where you can't even walk because there's no
sandblasted.
No,
because of the wind.
Not even sand. Oh.
Pebbles. Stones. Young beach.
Going on your foot.
It's a baby beach. That it's not quite turned into sand.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I was doing. I was walking on it. I was like, yeah, we can't even be here. Let's just go back home. Just sat at home.
Yeah, Jess and Eve went up Table Mountain the day they came in.
Unreal. Unreal.
They would have not let us do that.
I was in South Africa.
And the health and safety of that is ridiculous.
didn't even see all the stuff. I didn't go to Penguin Beach. I didn't go on a safari.
Yeah, good.
I didn't go to Table Mountain.
Oh, we went to a safari.
Yeah, you guys went to a safari. Lucky.
Yeah.
I heard it was a bad safari, though.
It wasn't great. The lads just moaned about it the whole time. It was kind of funny, but it was like the lions were like asleep. That's all you want to see, innit? Lions were just having a nap.
Fair play.
Middle of the day, it's hot. Don't blame him.
I was jealous. I was like, you guys are having so much fun on the outside. Let me just get there, please.
It was pretty fun, to be fair.
I was like, let me get in a hotel with all the guys.
Yeah, the seven days before we went back in and then back in for the live final were lit.
Unreal.
They basically refused to pay for any more booze for us, though.
Oh, was you guys smashing it out?
We weren't having loads, but we would have like a bottle of wine each.
How was it?
At dinner. Bearing in mind, we've been on two glasses of wine a night, so we're absolute lightweight. So, like, a bottle of wine is levering us. Like, I honestly
believe the reason they split the boys and girls up, is honestly, I honestly believe because of what happened in the games. Well, there was just so much happening outside the villa.
Yeah.
That, like,
they want that for the cameras.
Yeah, but they let everyone go, but they're all in the same hotel, so they just kept them.
Mayhem.
Like, mayhem.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mayhem.
Well, it was mayhem, just the lads.
That's what I'm saying. Imagine if the girls were in the same hotel.
Like, if they'd have merged that, it'd have been ridiculous.
Mayhem on mayhem with drink.
I wish they had done that.
No.
It would have been so much fun.
They can't have no chance.
Because obviously they took our phones off us for quite a long period as well. So it's just like, right.
I mean,
we were just forced to interact, which was quite sick, to be fair, but interact and drink.
Do you think you got, like, close to the people when you left? Because you was in, like, no cameras, chilling.
Yeah, no, did. He's yeah, there's a them, few of the boys that I got to know.
You ain't
got
to do coupling speeches and stuff as well.
No, we still did. just for a laugh. Just we'd do a little speech every night to see whose bed we'd stay in because we couldn't sleep on our own at that point. That's not true. I got to know some of the boys a lot better. I mean, some of them, like Casey, for instance, was only in there for like, I was only in there with him for like 3 days.
Yeah.
But he was in the holding villa anyway, so he weren't allowed to hang around with us that often anyway. But yeah, you get to know people like on a different level, innit?
So yeah, it's better, innit? You get actually like chat to them
about the cameras and that. And
actually be, it's like kind of more normal than obviously the villa, innit? But it's not normal, but it's like a holiday. It's like a holiday, innit?
Yeah, it's like a holiday. We had a full blown holiday with the boys. Yeah, it was lit. It was really cool. It was a lot of fun.
But Love Island experience. Let's go back into it. Walking into the Love Island All Stars Villa day one. What was you thinking this time?
I don't know. I was still cacking my pants. I don't think I'll ever not cack my pants.
I feel like it's easy this time. It's like a step back.
Do you know what bothers me? It's the cringy stuff that they make you do on the way in, where you're like walking in with someone you like. In slow-mo and that. Yeah, like... and I'd say hello to Jake like I'd ever met him before. And like, yo, do you know what I mean? Yo, bro, it's so good to see you. It's like, I've literally never met you. But yeah, no, that bit was fine. Do you know what made it easier? The fact that I walked in with Jake and Lib was already there. So I was just like, oh, this is interesting.
It's got eyes on me right now.
Yeah, it's nothing to do with me at the minute. Like, it's about these two, which is great. So that diffused the tension a little bit, which was nice. But then we did... What did you feel like walking in day one?
I was not that nervous. This time, not nervous at all. Walking in on in.
Third time in a year, that's why.
Yeah, not in a year.
Twice in a year.
Yeah, but yeah. I was like, yeah, this is actually calm. Walking in, thought, yeah, Lewis. I was with Lewis as well, so I was like, I'm not by myself. Sad. But then, okay, cool. Spud walked in, and I was like, okay, thank God we're not doing step forward straight away. That's what I was thinking as well.
I thought that's what we would have been doing, to be honest.
Yeah, and I was thinking, who's going to be in here? So I was eager to get out the door and see, like,
I was really happy with the way that it panned out, like the girls had to step forward for people and the boys didn't.
Well, you had a good time, didn't you?
I had a great time.
Hey, yeah, let's go into that then.
Well, people keep asking me where it all went wrong, and I heavily resent that comment. So it didn't go wrong.
We'd say you started too high.
Yeah, no, I peaked.
You peaked day one.
I was in there for an hour and I peaked.
Nah,
and
you know what?
I never achieved those highs again.
No,
I was just chasing the dragon for the rest of the time I was there.
You had highs. You kept it high for a long time.
Mm.
It was only at the end where it just started wobbling.
Tailed off a bit.
Wobbling. Yeah. But yeah, at the start, cool. Three girls step forward. Maya says, oh, girls pick. You had Kaz, Hannah,
Georgia Harrison.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and then you look to your left. You were like, this is a prank. You guys are pranking me.
Felt like a prank. I'm still not convinced it wasn't, to be honest. That was a great feeling, I'll be honest. But I don't know. Like, it was also awkward. I don't know if you're like this, right? But if a girl shows me direct interest, I'm just like, no, I don't fancy it. I don't know what it is. Like, it's like a weird, like, it's bloke. Like the chase.
It's the chase.
Like, we like the chase.
I feel like everyone in the world likes to chase. I feel that's the whole point.
Girls like to chase as well.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
but like, to be fair, like the system or Maya, whoever we're going to blame it on, did them dirty. Because in an ideal world, they wouldn't have had to express that so early on.
Yeah. Oh.
And I'm glad we didn't, because I literally don't know what I'd have done.
You stood next.
Because you got like, yeah, you can look at people and go, all right, yeah, I fancy you, or whatever. Yeah. But you just like, doesn't mean anything, does it?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I fancy you, fine. But like, I don't know if I'm gonna get on with you.
You haven't even spoke to yet.
Yeah. No. Literally, there's no words been exchanged. Maybe like 10 between all of us.
Honestly,
at that point, and you've got to make that decision. So they did them dirty. But yeah, it was just the case for me. It was like, I don't know, like, they're all lovely people. I get on with them really well. But because they kind of said they fancy me, I was just like, oh.
Yeah. It
sounds ungrateful, right? That's not ungrateful. It's just that
I get what you mean.
The chase.
It's the chase. I think everyone likes to chase. Everyone likes chasing.
And also, like, what are you doing on a TV show if you're not doing the chase? Surely the chase is the point of being on there.
Well, it's dating, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is dating. So you're just going to find... Really and truly, no one stays with the first person they're with on these kind of shows. Like, because you're dating.
No, you
at
don't.
At the end of the day, you're dating. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Exactly. And I think maybe that was at the back of my mind as well.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I don't want to fall out with these girls. Like, I'd rather just go. I actually genuinely didn't have one chat with any of the three that queued up for me.
You didn't, yeah.
I don't know, in hindsight, was that bad? I don't know. I felt quite bad about it. My plan was to get round everyone, but then the producers were like, Chris, there's just not enough time for that. And this sounds ridiculous, but there actually isn't enough time
for it.
I think watching it, the tendency is to think that there's so much time in the day, but literally, you get up, you have the chat in bed, you do your debrief somewhere with the group of people that you're with that day.
Mm.
Then you have lunch, which is not recorded. That's about 2 hours. Then you have the middle bit of the day, the afternoon bit, where you can fit probably 2 chats in.
Maybe, yeah. Give or take.
Then it's dinner. Then you get ready. Then
you're back out again.
Then you're back out again, and you can maybe get a couple of chats in there.
Depends on that night.
But it depends what's going on.
You might not even get
a chat
that night.
Going on.
You're not getting a chat that night.
And also, like, there was so much going on the first episode, there was queues for cameras.
Yeah,
do you remember that?
Yeah, choose for like, chats. Yeah,
yeah, we
choose for chats.
Yeah, because we was meant to have a chat,
couldn't have it,
and they said, "Oh, hold that chat. We're waiting for the cameras." And we were talking about cabbage for 45 minutes.
Fucking hilarious, though. But at night, you got Polly put you together with Demi. Mm. Of all the girls, they put you with Demi.
Yeah, Demi. I love Demi. She's a lovely girl.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what I really... I know exactly what happened with that, actually. I kissed Molly.
Yeah.
So that kind of... Yeah. So Demi was there. I was getting to know Demi. And then I think Molly came in. I got coupled up with... And then Molly came in with Callum.
Yeah.
And I don't know what. I just thought, Love Island, innit?
Facts.
Just do it.
And you just did that whole 2-minute stir thing.
Oh, so and we you know keep what happened talking about that. I hate, you know how much I hate talking about this.
You know what happened with a 2-minute stare?
I've been staring at you for quite a while now, mate, and there's no feelings of love that are arising.
I feel like there's love there.
No, there's a lot of love. I just hate talking about that. It's so cringy. Who's it? I think my family went to me. That's quite cringy, that, Chris. But then other people were like, oh, yeah, that was actually like a sick way to kiss someone. I was like, was it? Yeah, I regret it now, but like the context of it was we were doing the facts, weren't we?
Yeah.
Me and Molly were doing the facts. She loved it. So I just blasted her with a fact, and then it was quite embarrassing, really.
You won an award for it.
Oh, yeah, fact. Oh, yeah, no, I did, yeah.
So why would you regret it? You literally won the All-Star Riz Award for that moment.
For that moment,
So you want that trophy to be given to
want? I just had mixed feelings about the way I did it. Do you know what it was? Because I put myself in such an awkward position because I was just staring at her.
Yeah, I know.
For literally about a minute and a half.
You set that up, though.
Thinking, just kiss her. You're going to have to kiss her. And I knew it wasn't the best idea anyway. Because obviously Callum was in there. And I was like, oh, what? I was tired. I was sleep deprived.
I'm exhausted.
That's how they get you. That's how they get you.
But yeah, that whole thing was funny as hell, though. Because I remember, that was just so... funny and just so like out of the blue. I didn't know that was going to happen.
You know how it gets. You know how it gets in there.
But then you and Molly didn't work.
No.
No. So
I think at that stage he wanted to see how sort of like Callum reacted.
It was
to
very
other,
early.
Other girls coming in, which was
very
fine.
Early. It was yeah.
So that was the first pie of the season. Got it out of the way. Get out of the way early doors, isn't it? Considering I had five or six last time, like
Was it a pie?
She no longer wanted to continue speaking to me way. So I don't know. Like it just I don't even know. I can't even remember what happened.
I think that's what I'm saying. I can't remember either.
We just stopped talking. Yeah, no, we actually didn't stop talking. Like we kept talking as like mates, but
To be fair, they do say after the first kiss you kind of know if you're gonna kiss.
Yeah, I'm
or
a
not.
Terrible
so
kisser.
No, just get it out of the way. Get it out of the way early doors.
I think to be fair, like my timing was so bad on that. Like I literally, it was just way too soon. It was way too soon.
Who knows?
But we move on. What happened after that?
And then what happened after that was for you, Arabella.
Arabella walked in
because was it? Who was you?
Oh, yeah.
No,
I was with Demi. She walked in on day 7, I think.
She walked in and then she was having her chats and stuff. And then that's when you were still coupled up with Demi.
Yeah.
And Luce coupled up with Kaz. Because remember, they'd done the whole recoupling thing.
Yeah.
And then Arabella had to pick and she picked you.
Yeah.
And Demi had to go home.
Oh, Demi and Luce went home.
Yeah. That was the day.
Oh, yeah.
And then you had your date.
Mm.
And what, did you row on a boat?
Yeah, we were on a row boat. That was pretty lit, to be fair.
Was it lit?
Yeah.
Was it strained? Like just.
Yeah, no, it was knackering, mate. I couldn't do it either at first. And they put that in the unseen bits, like me like trying to get, like just flailing around and that, all like extremities and stuff. The date team were like, oh, this is really special. Like, we never get to do anything like this. I'm like, what? I'm on a boat in a lake. But obviously that health and safety in it. Mm. So that was, it was good. That it was good until it wasn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You opened up and then, yeah.
Yeah. We know what happened there.
Yeah. It was a hard one. Yeah.
It was a tough
yeah, the
one
argument.
To deal with.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had a bit.
It was an argument, discussion kind of argument. It kind of, you know what that, you know, what's so weird about that? It kept on like flicking between discussion, argument.
It was more of a
I'm telling you something, you're telling me something, we're telling each other. I was like, I remember sitting on Sunday thinking, I'm trying to listen.
Yeah, because
but
you all stood there staring at
that's
me,
so
watching
awkward.
It. Yeah,
that's
it was,
so awkward.
I was like, I can't look over there because literally the entire cast of All Stars is staring at me right now on the sun deck.
Everyone's watching.
But yeah, it was one of them where, like, obviously she was frustrated about the situation. Mm. I felt like I'd hit a boundary. She'd hit a boundary that I didn't want hitting. So for me, I was like, right, I'm kind of quite cutthroat with stuff like that because I'm 33.
You know what?
Like, I know what I will and won't accept type thing. And I think, not invalidating what she was saying. She had a point. I apologized about the hand holding thing. And then like, yeah, I think she,
so
I don't know, like, I don't like being shouted at. And shouting really, like raising her voice and whatever. But like, I just thought, how are we going to resolve this if we're shouting at each other?
Yeah.
So I just tried to keep it as calm as it could be.
I remember the one thing you said to me, and I was like, you know what? I understand. Chris came to me that night and was like, I'm not trying to learn the lessons that I've already learned. And I was like, yo.
Mm.
Because I keep learning lessons that I already learned. You
keep learning
and
them over
it's
and
not
over again.
Meant
in a bigger
that
way.
It's such a silly, yeah.
That's the thing. And it was actually nothing,
lessons,
nothing
like,
against her. It's just the way that came through with the disingenuous thing.
Yeah.
I was just like, I've been here before where I put myself out there and it's been,
once you know it's done,
it's
once
come
done.
Back at me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not going to sit here and just go through the same thing again that I've been through before.
Don't
What's
learn
the
lesson
point?
Again. Why would you learn the lesson?
I've already
again?
Learned the lesson.
Why would you learn
and
again?
The universe is just going to keep you giving you progressively worse lessons until you take the advice.
I agree, yeah.
So I was just like, no, that's it for me.
Yeah.
On to other things.
So. I forgot that you and Sophie were at that moment, like when she came in. Yeah, I forgot about that. I actually forgot about that.
Yeah. I love Soph. She's great. But I think I didn't have much of a chance against Josh. They had They had the bedtime thing.
Oh, yeah. I was just trying
to do the day Riz. Do what I could in the day.
Day Riz.
Wasn't really getting anywhere with that. But yeah.
And then I remember that argument with, or well, discussion, or whatever we're calling it, was on the day of a recoupling. Because that's the day you went.
Oh, the recoupling was directly after it, yeah.
Yeah, because you directly after that, you went, and then you went Kaz. And then that's when I went Arabella.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it probably looked quite, I don't know. I haven't seen it, but...
After that, you can't go back
I've
into
said,
the club. It don't make sense.
I couldn't have done it.
I don't think anyone disagreed with that. I don't think.
Yeah, I think after that conversation, it was just like the timing of it was, well, awful for me, but excellent for the show, which it always is, because we're not in control of the timing.
I honestly say it all the time. I think the timing is obviously... They know what they're doing.
Yeah, they do.
They know where certain people are going. Yeah, they know how to get the best drama.
Yeah, they do.
With the timings that they give.
Yeah,
100%. But it's a TV show, at the end.
They're like, did you see Hunger Games? And they have the games masters.
Yeah,
they've got people in a room that are going, okay, like with a chessboard. Yeah, let's move that over there. Recoupling, please.
Katniss Everdeen go close to the group. Yeah, no, number one and number twos.
Exactly like that. But obviously, after that point in time, like I couldn't go back.
Yeah.
We said it was over.
Lessons learned, innit?
And then I had to recouple with Kaz.
Yeah, friendship couple,
which was lovely.
That's what I remember. That's when I feel
we
like
used
the
to
trio
whisper
time.
Nothing into each other's ears
the
for trio, hours at
the
night.
Trio stuff.
Yeah, that's where it began. That's where it began.
Tight there. That's when we started. Really getting in the roots.
Yeah.
But then after that, the drama didn't stop because then I roped you into my drama.
Yeah, I got Come pulled in, didn't I? Yeah, like I didn't have enough of my own stuff going on.
Yeah. Chris, what can I say? All I can say is, Chris, thank you so much for being there for me, man.
You're welcome,
Thank
mate.
You so much for being there. Because you know
no
what?
No problemo.
If we're looking at the whole timeline, I remember... Have been in a couple with Arabella. I remember chatting to you and Kaz and saying, yo, look. No, in fact, let's take it all the way back. Just left Georgia.
Yeah.
Yeah. We weren't on speaking terms.
Yeah.
We was in the kitchen.
Yeah, I remember this.
In the kitchen. Yeah. I was speaking to Georgia or something. It's like the first time we spoke in like 4 days.
You were like bantering each other, like really pathetic banter.
No, she was bantering me crazy, remember?
Yeah. And then like Chris was like... Playground stuff.
Playground. Chris looked at me like this. You guys are getting back to him.
You see it a mile off. You see, it was only a temporary thing. God,
I remember. And then, I remember chatting to you and Kaz on the terrace and like, that's when timing comes into play again. You guys were like, look, you have to do it this way.
Yeah. Like, yeah, you had a game plan. You had like a full, I'm going to speak to this person. You were like, you were going to speak.
I'm going to speak to this person.
It was like, I'm going to speak to Callum. I'm going to speak to Arabella. And then I'm going to speak to Georgia.
Yeah.
You figured the order out and everything. Yeah. And then, boop, got a text. Recoupling. Yeah. Because they didn't want you to do it the nice way.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's just so sad. But I've always thought back as well. And I was like, there's part of me that wants to say that maybe I should have just done like a couple up with Arabella, spoke to her after the recoupling and be like, look, I'm going to.
They just wouldn't have allowed that, mate. You know, they wouldn't. That would have not flown. Mate, is this? They would have come over to Tannoy and gone elaborate.
More like elaborate. Get out of the villa.
Yeah. No, I think an exec might have come in and.
I don't know. I think they just knew my feelings from the way I was chatting to you guys, and they knew I was gonna flip, and they were like, give them a recoupling now.
This is
the time we can get something.
Yeah, 100%.
And they knew.
And they got it.
They did.
Fortune favors the brave.
Fortune favors the brave. I got it from you, Chris. The ring. The Fortune Favors a Brave ring. It all come from Chris. I remember chatting to him.
Well, don't blame me for it, mate.
It was all Chris. It was Chris.
I simply gave you the phrase, Fortune Favors a Brave. You did the rest.
Remember sitting there at a fire pit. You didn't even have a clue I was going to do it. Wait, you knew, kind of.
I had a feeling.
But not like 100%. Was it 100%? Actually, no.
You looked like you were in absolute turmoil. Yeah, you looked like you were in a bad place. Like, I couldn't even catch your eye.
I was in such a bad place. Even the aftermath of it all.
I was so bad, mate.
Bro, it was so bad, innit?
Like, I don't think anybody, like, maybe I haven't seen it back. I've watched the unseen bits, but I can't watch the main thing back just because of the pure like level of cringe of it. But like, it must have looked intense, but it was like
very intense,
10,000 times.
Remember the day after when we had boys' day, and the girls went out.
I don't know if I was there.
The girls went out. Remember we had the
Yeah, that was bad.
That was
bad. Because basically what had happened was...
I didn't even know you was having chats on my behalf.
No, because you were...
Until we went up. Know? Until we went up.
Oh, until I told you afterwards.
Yeah, and I was like, if they want to chat, then why don't you just chat to me?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't even know.
I felt like you was getting grilled for my doing. Yeah. Because they knew that you was going to obviously back me.
Do you know how it came about, though? It segued so like quickly from something that was seemingly quite nice, right? So you're on the terrace or whatever. There's a lizard in the pool. What did I call him again now? Leonard. So I saved this lizard from the pool that was like cold and dying and that. And I like, I got him on me and he's like running around. He's like stayed with me. I think he thought I was his mum. So I was like, this is lit. I've got like a pet lizard called Leonard. And then I'm on the sunbeds in the middle. And then all of a sudden, like all the other lads are like sat there. And I've still got this lizard on me. And they start having a serious chat about your stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Leonard, what's going on? That's all I cared about. And then, yeah, they start saying, oh yeah, we just want to understand like what was going on from like Toby's perspective there. And I'm just like, well, there's no such thing as right or wrong, is there? It's just the consequences of your actions. It's like, so boys, like, he's doing what we're all here to do. How can you begrudge him for that?
Bad.
And let's be honest, like, if you hadn't done it, it wouldn't be that great to watch anyway. This is the thing sometimes, like, people are watching a TV show. If people didn't do certain things, it'd be a very boring TV show to watch.
You're not wrong, to be fair. You are not wrong. To be fair, at the end of the day, you're not wrong.
I don't think I'm wrong.
No, because I always think about it and I'm like, oh man, like, it's just so like, bro, that whole aftermath, that day after was crazy, bro. Mm. Like crazy.
Yeah.
Like never experienced anything like it.
Yeah. I felt like some of the boys, like,
if you wasn't there, I would have got some stones, put them into my like socks and jumped in the pool. That would have been my only option. It would have had to be my only option.
Bloody hell. Bits of beer.
But yeah.
Yeah, man, giving himself cement shoes.
Had to, man.
Had a bad day, guys. In that pool that was only a metre deep.
Yeah, I would have just have to crouch. Crouch at the bottom like this. But,
yeah, no.
You can drown in a 1-inch puddle.
Can you?
Yeah, you can. You can drown in a 1-inch puddle.
Yeah. How?
You can drown in a 1-inch puddle. It's a fact. You can... Yeah. As soon as water covers your nose and mouth, you're done. One inch. Like that.
That's an interesting factoid.
But, yeah. Eventually, it blew over.
Yeah.
Everyone started now... Whatever. Get back into it.
Yeah, no, I think we had a... Didn't we have a chat after that? Like, that aired everything out? What was that?
No, that was after the PDAs.
Oh, yeah. So it was a bit later.
PDAs, we had a big chat and just clear it out. But yeah, after all of that, it was quite calm and chilled until Joanna come in.
Yeah. Do you know what it was? Like, it was quite calm and chill most of the days.
Yeah, it was.
But it was just ridiculous on the nights.
Yeah. Days were chilled, nights were drama.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Always. Someone would have drama about something.
But the next day, everyone would wake up and be like, all right, sound.
Yeah. A bit weird.
Just do it again.
Funny, though.
Yeah.
It was just weird. Super very weird. Maybe that's what happens when people have done it before.
Yeah, no, maybe. Yeah. It's weird. Yeah. Yeah, sorry, you were saying.
Yeah, Joanna comes in.
Joanna walks in.
And you're like, yeah, that's a bit of me.
Yeah.
That's a bit of me, that.
Yeah.
You got a new...
New lease on life.
Yeah.
New focus and that. Yeah. I wanted her to come in.
Yeah. Well, that was one of your top ones. To be fair, she's a top one for a lot of people in the world.
Very attractive girl.
Yeah. So I feel like when people talk about Love Island, they talk about Joanna a lot, to be fair. I know a lot of my friends were like, oh, yeah, Joanna. I'm like, okay, fucking hell, man. Calm down, lads. But, yeah. You know what was a big point for you and Joanna, I skipped a lot, but that grilling game.
Yeah, it was horrendous, mate.
Yeah.
That was so bad.
That was a bad night.
It just went so...
Straight into the thick of it.
So much going on. It was like
into the thick of it.
I don't think they even seen like the extent of how bad that was, because they only must have shown like a couple of bits from a couple of rounds. But it went on for 12 rounds.
It was twelve rounds, and every single thing was
mine and Joanna's name, and it wasn't even
anything
really,
bad.
It wasn't really focused at me, because like, it was more just sort of like because Joanna started speaking to Callum.
That was so bad as well. It was like, I'm not saying this about Chris. I'm saying about Joanna.
Yeah. And just,
I'm not saying about Chris. Yeah. I'm saying about Joanna.
All the explanations were kind of a bit like that, weren't it?
It's better when you're taking it as a pair.
Yeah.
If you're taking it singular in a pair and they kind of like saying, oh, your pair's fine, but you're the problem. that's the worst thing.
Yeah.
But I didn't really understand it, because I always thought that, like, cool, Joanna come in later than everyone else, just because everyone else has now found their feet.
Yeah.
It's a bit weird that everyone's now, like, I don't want to say picking, but like...
Well, it was semi-hypocritical, weren't it?
Because everyone's had a problem in
there. Everyone was picking on Joanna for the same thing that everybody's had to do in there.
Well, not even the same thing that you had to do in it. It's what we're here to do.
Yeah, and that, yeah.
It's Love Island. I think every single season there's been 10, 11 now.
Yeah.
It's like everyone has to go and find their person.
This is the script. How do we not know the script yet?
People are shocked when people want to know other people.
Yeah. And it's also like it was very sort of open conversation that we had about it. It's like, and I said like, fine, do your thing. Like, I said that before she even started chatting to anyone else. I said, listen, I'm aware that I'm further through this process than you are. You need to chat to other people.
Yeah.
Because also like, I don't want to leave here with somebody that hasn't fully done the experience. And she wanted to do that anyway.
Yeah.
So it was absolutely all fine. But obviously, because not everybody knew that information, I think, to be honest, it was an easy option. We were just the easy option.
Oh, yeah.
Because there was a lot of other people in there that should have fit into categories a lot better than we did.
I agree.
But she just picked us because it was easier. And it became a trend.
Yeah.
It went viral around the fire pit.
You're just like, oh, this is a hard question.
Yeah.
Ah, Chris and Joanna.
Yeah. You did it once.
No,
I think there was one.
It was one-sided.
And I thought, fair enough.
You know what? We was like, okay, cool. I said to Georgia, I was like, look, love everyone. Not everyone. But love people around this fire pit. We have to play this game properly. We can't cop out.
Yeah.
And then it's, yeah, okay, cool. And then it got to like the most one-sided couple. And I was thinking, looking around. I'm thinking, I have to.
Yeah, no, I'm yeah. Thinking, yeah.
I was, Chris and Joanna, I have yeah, to put have to down do because like, I didn't want to say because of recent events, but in this current climate,
I
was like, yeah, okay, cool, but
had to be done, mate.
I remember stuff like sexual chemistry and stuff. I was like, you guys are getting hit at that, and I was like, that's a bit sad, but yeah.
You know what the funny thing about that night was? I think I said to a few of the boys, I don't remember if you were there or not, but I said to a few of the boys, I was like, G Steel has been getting absolutely like battered lately, so I was like, lads, like if people start going at G Steel, we've got to step in and stop it because it's going too far. And then I just got battered all night.
So they were like, you want to change from G-Steel? Okay,
yeah, cool.
We'll give it to Joanna.
Yeah, give it to Joanna instead.
That's so bad.
Yeah. But yeah, it was a tough one. Then obviously she left. So it was a pretty,
that night, innit?
Pretty tough day. Yeah.
I remember the whole voting process. It was mad. There was so much conflict in that voting process.
Mm.
Obviously you wouldn't know you was in the vote, but it was mad.
I worked it out afterwards. There was a lot of people with best mates there. So it was a lot of people.
That's the thing with All-Stars. That's the thing with All-Stars. Like once your best mates are in there, it's like,
it's like best mates from the outside, isn't it?
Yeah,
like best mates
even made outside,
in
yeah.
there. It's
oh,
like
it's, yeah,
pre-existing
true.
Relationship.
Yeah, true. But to be fair, that's the thing where it's like, what? Like this is not even about the people in there, because you have your loyalties to people on like the outside and even in there, but it's like comes to like higher up, like because you've been put in that scenario, you knew like surely they knew that like you're not gonna vote for your best friend. Like,
yeah, because how can you?
Exactly. How can you possibly say, by the way, I'm sending home my best friend.
Yeah, best friend. I just don't think like you're
compatible.
doing Love Island right. Yeah. Like you can't say that.
Like, that's what I'm saying.
They were in as difficult a position as everybody else, I will say.
Yeah.
The people that were made, because obviously they were put in a position where they had to defend their best friends regardless of how well they were doing.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the criteria was for like who was going out.
No.
So it was shit for everyone. Basically.
It was so
what
bad.
What are you going to do? You're not.
We like, shouldn't have been put in that. I don't
Tom
think
Tom was never
going to
vote for Kayser.
Shouldn't have been put in that position.
They shouldn't have been put in that position. So yeah. Tom was never going to vote for Kayser.
I was never going to vote for you.
Well,
like
exactly.
It's just like, yeah, I don't know, but I saw it also as like, if Joanna went, then like, you're a sitting duck because you
yeah,
have nothing.
Yeah, what am I going to do?
You might as well just go.
Start again.
Then start again when? There's no more bombshells coming. start again where?
Well, that was the thing. I was like, right, it's 9 days from the end and
no one's coming
in. I'm on day one and I've achieved nothing. So I was like, you may as well just get me out.
That's what I said. I was like, look, if Joanna goes, that's the only thing. Chris has said to all of us, he has now found that person that he's ready to like,
get to know.
Done. Yeah, get to know. Like, she go chat, but he's found the person he wants to get to know towards the end of this process. And vote her off, then like, what? Chris is done.
Yeah.
And then, really and truly, that night, I remember chatting to you, I was thinking, yeah, Chris is done. And then the next day...
I was just done like, on every sense of the word, like stick a fork in there. I was just done, mate.
Because if we kind of look at it, your journey, it was actually kind of tough.
Mate, it was.
Not even actually. It was tough.
And I never moaned about the journey once. I never went, oh, my journey.
Yeah.
I never talked about it like that. Like,
it was tough.
It was hard.
It was tough.
But I just did it. Before I went in, I lived with Cam Holmes in it. And he said to me, he was like, promise me, you will just do it like fully authentically yourself. And I was like, fucking right, because there's no other way to do it.
Yeah, facts.
And I did that, and I moved on what I would do on the outside.
Yeah.
And there was uncertainty at times. There was conversations that got heated. You know, all this kind of stuff that happened.
That's life, though.
But that is life. That is genuine life. Genuine life.
It is life.
And obviously,
no one's perfect either.
Obviously there's stuff that's been shown in a certain way, which isn't necessarily reflective of how it went down, as we all know. But yeah, like, I can't begrudge what I did in there because it was literally everything that I would do in normal real life.
In
every sense of the word. And you know that.
Yeah.
We're mates now.
Yeah.
But you know me on the outside as well as the inside.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
So that even just takes out this next question of, would you change anything?
No. I don't know how. I don't know physically how I would have changed anything. Like, what? How could I have done anything different when I was literally just acting how I normally would?
I agree. And that is, I think that's the best answer to that question when people do say, because people do say it all the time, oh, what would you have changed if you went back? Nothing. Because you yourself, like, you reacted the way you reacted. You've dealt with situations the way you deal with situations.
Yeah.
You've gone to the person that you want to go to. So if you haven't done that, then you...
What are you doing?
You've been someone else.
You've been someone else. Because this is actually like a deeper thing about life as well.
Yeah.
Like, say for instance, you're getting to know a girl or a boy, and you do something, and then you're like, oh shit, if I hadn't done that, that wouldn't have happened, and then she wouldn't have broke up with me or whatever else. It's like, but you can't think like that because if you were being yourself by doing that, and that other person, girl or boy, doesn't like it, they don't need to be in your life.
You're not meant to be there.
You're not meant to be.
Yeah,
exactly.
You are not compatible.
If you're having
compatible.
To think about how you're doing things.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, that's in your real, in like day-to-day life.
Yeah.
You're going to end up in a situation that you shouldn't be in.
Yeah.
Like, you're going against the universe that way. So you can't,
you can't hold
back.
You're forcing it.
You're forcing it down a path that you shouldn't be going down.
Yeah.
So like that's the way I approached it.
Remember you used to do
and I have
anecdotes.
No regrets. Huh?
Analogies? Anecdotes.
A lot of analogies.
Yeah, so you've got a path there that the universe giving you. But you're whacking the bushes. You're whacking the bushes on the
you
right
side. You've
got a
machete whacking the bushes for. What are you doing?
The
that?
Path is literally there.
Yeah, you're going through the thick overgrowth when you could just be walking
honestly,
down a nice
just be yourself.
Little. But that's like that is the whole point of life.
Yeah.
Just being yourself and seeing what happens. And then you end up surrounding yourself with the right people.
Yeah.
In every sense.
Yeah. And then you can be your full self.
Yeah.
Like, and you know what? You know what's good as well? Being yourself means you're not going to get drained because you're not putting energy to place that you don't need to
be. Pretend to be someone else. Yeah. Which takes a lot of energy.
Energy.
Yeah.
Energy. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I worked in sales for like 5 years, mate. I had to change my personality with every person I spoke to. It's absolutely knackering.
Could you sell? Are you still good at sales?
No.
Oh, no.
I never was, mate. Never very good at it.
What are you saying now? Like after the Villa, after All Stars, what's your vibe now? What's your plans?
Oh, so that's a really hard question, mate.
Okay, let's start. What is your status? Are you single?
Oh yeah, I am single. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Me and Joanna, we're just friends.
Yeah. Okay.
Since we left the Villa, thought let's keep it platonic. There's a lot of outer world complications there.
Yeah.
And life gets in the way, doesn't it? Life. That's the thing. I feel like everyone gets really busy when they come out and they're doing loads of stuff, and it's just hard to find time.
If you're in that bubble forever, brilliant.
Yeah.
If it was a chance you could be in that bubble, that Love Island bubble forever, and you have no factors on the outside world, then I think a lot of people would be together.
Well, I imagine, for an analogy, right, I imagine what it's like, Love Island is what it's like if you get sent to Mars to colonize.
Yeah.
So like, say like 30 people get sent up there, they've got to build little, I don't know, like houses and that, and they've got to like repopulate Mars.
Yeah.
That's what Love Island's
You've
like.
You've only got 29 like, other people in like, there
yeah.
with you. So you better just choose your 29 people
because
it's either 29 people or no one.
Yeah. But then when you come back from Mars.
Back to Earth.
To Earth, you're like, oh wow, there's literally 5.5 billion people here.
Mm.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do know what you're saying, yeah.
And there's lots going on. You get your phone back and all that kind of stuff.
I feel like that as well. Like even like the facts of life is crazy. Like what you have to do in Love Island is you have to think about your feelings. You have to think about your thoughts, your relationships, all of that.
Mm.
When you get home, you have to think about all of that.
Oh, you can avoid it.
Yeah, you can avoid it, one. And you have to think about all of that, plus your daily lives, your career, your jobs, what are you going to do tomorrow, waking up, all of that, going to sleep, events.
Yeah, you're like, so when you're in the Villa, your life is fully ran by other people,
yes.
Like, in terms of like waking up, going to sleep, when you're eating. Pretty much everything is taken care of. You haven't got your phone. All you got to do is focus on getting to know people. When you come out, there's, like you say, there's so many factors.
Yeah.
There's literally hundreds and hundreds of factors. And that just, like, to make something work, it takes, I suppose, like, equal input from both sides, doesn't it? So, like...
I feel like you have to work extra hard.
Yeah.
You have to work...
Because, you're not used to the environment.
Yeah. You have to work extra hard to actually do it, I think.
So, single.
Yeah.
AF. Focusing on myself, though, to be honest, that was quite a tumultuous experience being in Love Island.
What does tumultuous mean?
In turmoil.
Oh.
Tumultuous. I'm sure tumultuous. I told you about this.
No, you haven't told me
this. It's one of my faves. So I think I'm just going to take some time to... I'm going to take some time to sort my shiz out. I've been reading a lot.
Oh. Really, I read now.
Reading. I read books now. But yeah, like more TV. There's some interesting things on the horizon, which you told me not to tell anyone about.
Don't. You can't tell people about it because it's evil eye.
Yeah. Oh, I had a meeting at ITV and they were talking about season two for season two of All Stars. And Mike looked at me and went, no chance, mate. Absolutely no chance. I'm gone. I'm retired now. I'm 33.
Is that an official statement?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't.
There's nothing that could bring you back.
I couldn't do it again. I gave everything I had to that.
I've got nothing left.
And I literally feel like Ian Beale now, yeah. So no more Love Island for me. But yeah, there's other exciting stuff happening, very exciting stuff in different areas. So
well, that is brilliant.
Thanks, mate.
But yeah, guys, thank you so much for watching. Remember, like, subscribe, comment.
Yeah.
And we have the perfect guest, Chris Taylor. Thank you so much, Christopher. No,
thank you. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Oh, handshakes.
No guys, context to the head whip whatsoever. Just
yeah,
doing it.
They don't know. But yeah, that's our thing. We guys, we'll see you soon.
Bye.